This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Show a little more, show a little less. I've answered Alfred's plea for a song about his ex. I don't know much about it, but I can tell you this. He was born with just one cheek. He was cleaved apart by an ex. Oh, no one knows what you're hiding underneath your capri pants. So if you want us to respect you, you better post it on Twitter like a man. Come on, everybody, let's really make him feel harassed. Each send in 20 themes, songs of badass.
That was amazing.
Genuinely speechless.
Genuinely vocal. Okay, that was from Hannah Key. Hannah said, "Hi, pals. I heard Alf desperately crying out for a song about his ass on the HeadGum Pod. This one I made about Jeff's. This is one I made about Jeff's ass, and has requested I have pivoted to make it about Alf. If you could plug my Instagram at Hannah R Key, H A N A R K E E, that'd be excellent. Love you, Hannah. That was amazing. Hannah. What's even more amazing? I cannot stress this enough. Literally seconds before we started recording, before
this is
we
true.
Even knew
this
what
is
that
true.
Theme song was going to be." Alf just went wagon wheel watch. We were quoting Cher from Burlesque. That was a cover of Burlesque. Welcome to Burlesque from Burlesque, sung by Cher. Literally, we were quoting Burlesque seconds before.
Right
our jaws
before.
Dropped.
The sentence that was said right before Riley hit play on that theme song is Cher really put her wagon wheel, her whole wagon wheel watussy in that. Which is a
that
joke about
is crazy.
That fucking music. That's
wagon wheel watussy.
Wagon wheel watussy. Okay. I have to say, everybody out there who's listening right now.
That was insane.
The bar has been set. The bar has been set.
That final note, dude.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Everybody else, take note. Take note.
That was amazing. I mean, what a high to start off
on. Thank you so much.
Hi,
what was that Instagram again? Plug that Instagram one more time.
HanarKee.
That was fucking sick.
I'm good. I mean, my God, what's new with you after that?
What's new with you, E-Cat? Whoa, 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 whoa! What's new with me? I don't know. I'm speechless. I'm stunned. I'm gooped. I'm gagged. Yeah, I had a little, I'm having a little Waterloo seltzer today. A little cherry limeade. Meant to buy Spindrift. Don't know how I ended up with this shit.
I've never had it.
It's not as good as Spinny! But enough about
I could have told you that.
God, imagine being a Spindrift influencer. They send cases to
that
your house.
That would be incredible.
If I could get a Spindrift and a Dunkin', look, as a person who no longer drinks alcohol, to have a Spindrift and a Dunkin' sponsorship, that's my whole fucking
that's
life
everything.
Made.
Yeah.
I'd never work again. I'd just live off Spindrift and Dunkin'.
Okay, that's an eating disorder.
No, wait. Shit. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you doing? Hey, no, seriously. How are you?
When this episode comes out, I'll be day. This comes out on the 30th, right? May 30th?
Yeah.
I'm turning 27 in a couple days. June 3rd is my birthday.
Stop lying about your age.
Alf is convinced that I'm 29.
You're 29 and
I'm
you're
turning
lying.
29.
You're lying about your age. I don't know why.
But I'm turning 27 and that feels cool. I had a moment recently where it's just like, I felt, not that 27's old or young, It's a big birthday,
though.
Young,
it's a big birthday, though. It's a big birthday.
It's not.
It is. It's 26, mid-20s, 27. Mama.
27, beginning of my late 20s.
Welcome to your late
20s. Yeah. And it's like,
the twilight years of the best decade of your life.
I felt my
in many ways,
age
you're dying.
Way of being like, oh, like, I feel like I'm turning 27. Like, I feel, I just feel good, and I feel like my, my frontal lobe is definitely far beyond fully formed at this point.
God, wish I could relate.
And
I think mine's stunted.
And so it just feels cool. Like, I feel, I don't know, sorry to be earnest. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I feel good. I'm feeling really good. And I'm excited to turn 27. It's like last year turning 26 gave me panic, gave me fear. Well, because 25, I loved being 25.
Really?
25 is one of my best years.
Oh, that's
best
good to hear.
Ages.
That's good to hear.
And so turning 26, I just had this like wild nostalgic attachment to 25 that I'm like, suddenly I'm like, oh man, I'm past the halfway mark of my 20s. And like, that was very scary to me and made me feel like all these insecurities around, it's like, you know, where I am, where I should be, all these things, a lot of comparing. And like now entering my late 20s, I'm like, oh, we're fine. We're fine. And comparison is the thief of joy, mama. And it feels like, I think 26 is a strange age because it's like you're kind of in your mid-20s, but you're not in the late 20s yet.
It is 26
weird.
Is it
odd.
Is weird.
And so 27 does feel like, oh, yes, I'm rooted in like I'm in my late 20s. I mean, you know, I'm days away now. But so that feels exciting. So that's what's new with me.
I mean, I'm just an idiot with a baby, so I actually can't relate to any of that.
How old are you again? 23? 24?
23. God, I wish. Yeah, I'm 24. I'll be turning 25 about a month after you turn 27.
Yeah, that's exciting. So, 25 was my favorite age.
I can't wait. You've just really sold it for me.
Yeah. But we're not here to talk about turning 25 or 27 or 29
Shit,
is all things I'm going to be.
Oh, I think I got the wrong reviews. I got reviews for the age 27.
Yeah. We're here to talk about something. Something.
Yeah, do it. You got it. You can find something. Surely.
We're here
there's
to talk
transition.
About something. Smooth. Something. We're here to talk about something powerful. Something revolutionary. Don't make that noise when we're talking about this. We're here to talk about something useful for sure. We're here to talk about Gillette razors. Gillette, the best a man can get razors. What the hell kind of slogan is that, man?
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's the best a man can get.
What razors do you use if you use razors?
I mean, here's the thing about me. I wear a beard. Isn't that funny? Isn't that what you say? Is that what you say? Wear a beard.
Last episode, you said ice cream cake. So honestly, anything you say is going to make no sense to me.
Fuck you.
I wear a beard and I eat cashews. And at the end of the night, I'll treat myself to a little ice cream cake. You fucking weirdo. Let me take off my beard I've been wearing all day. I don't know why that suddenly turned into the Mad Hatter.
Yeah. I'm going to take off my beard this afternoon. I'm getting all hot under the collar because of my beard.
Have you used Gillette razors?
No. So I've worn a beard for a long time. Since I was in college. The last time I shaved my beard off and I was fully shaven was March 2020. And then the pandemic hit, and I said, well, I'm never fucking bothering doing that again. Uh-huh. And I haven't been fully clean shaven since. And when I was shaving, I was a Bic man. Because they're the cheapest possible disposable razors.
Did you get a lot of with those?
Because I would use them way longer than I should because I was cheap. And it's like, you know, and so they were like, and they weren't like, you know, Gillette is always doing like, oh, this is our, you know, stainless steel 9-layer blade. It's, oh, there's so many blades. It's like, I was using a single blade, like just pulling the hair out more than actually cutting it.
Oh,
Which is part of the reason I stopped shaving. So I was like, it was doing wreaking havoc on my skin. But no, I never really used Gillette. No, not that I can think of. And of course now,
Sorry, I was just Googling if Gillette makes, because I know Gillette's, Gillette's whole like brand is,
I think it's the same company, isn't it?
I'm an idiot. I didn't know that Gillette owns Venus razors.
Yes, it's the same company.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's interesting because I've used Venus razors. Now,
and hey, I just want to say, you are an idiot, but not because of that. Why would you know that? Why would you have known that?
I use a Billy razor, so that's just like, it's a reusable handle, and then you just buy new
because my name's Riley, and I love the environment.
But so I remember always saying, it's like Gillette. I mean, listen, again, maybe... Why are razors, so many things, we're talking about razors. Why are razors gendered?
Why like, gendered?
So
why so
wild.
Expensive?
And like, yes, and women's razors are so much more expensive than the men's razors. And it's wild that it's like, the branding of a Gillette razor is like stainless steel, neon green, blue, black, metallic, like all this stuff. And it's like, but women, we have to use a pink one because if we don't, will explode. So I just remember like the Gillette, you get Gillette, the best a man can get, and then I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire.
I am your Venus.
But Gillette fire. Specifically, it's yeah. like, yeah. I just remember that it was like, I don't know, the ads I remember seeing were always just so like sexual, but like very straight ads.
Well, and that we can all agree on. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think things like razors are like an interesting marketing exercise, you know, and I'm get ready, everybody, because I will be speaking about something I have zero qualifications, unlike all the other episodes. But it's like all razors are basically the fucking same. You know what I mean? Like the Venus razors, the Gillette razors, whether they're branded for men, branded for women, Bic, Amazon Basic, it doesn't matter what like brand of razor you're getting. It's not like there's really that much technology that like, you know, is new and going into it. So it's just an exercise in like, nah, real men use our razors. And it's like, for what? Like, you know, what?
It's incredible. It's incredible. The kind of arbitrarily gendered things that you find in a store or anywhere.
And the lady ones are more expensive.
Yeah.
Which makes
so
you
that's
think.
That's really cool.
Makes you think, huh?
But I just like, I remember, I have visceral memories of like Gillette commercials where it's like the handle of the razor looks like a spaceship. Like there's so much going on.
You've really thought about these Gillette commercials. These live rent free in your
head. I think it's just because it was like so
and
much
so intense. And
you described
them as sexy a minute ago.
The commercials, because it was like the way they filmed it, the way Gillette
I don't
is
know,
the best
man.
A man can get.
I don't know, man. I think you might, that might be
whatever. I want to fuck the razor. Should we get into it?
It looked, no, the razor, it looked like a spaceship.
Looked like a hot man.
The razor looked like a rockin' bod.
A sexy guy.
An oiled up Heracles.
Dude. I can start.
I don't know, can you?
I have a review for Gillette. Okay, all the reviews I have are for the Gillette Intimate Manscaped
Intimate?
Designed.
No.
So it's for your between me down there's.
Your meat and two veg.
So.
Your sausage roll.
This one's from Jessica P. It's 5 stars.
Okay.
Also, like very much, it's like for men's pubic areas, how it's. Advertise. Okay. Jessica P.
Jessica Pubis.
Jessica.
That's name is going to be Jessica Pubis.
5 stars. The title is Funny Mistake. Full disclosure, I absolutely did not read the product description and just anticipated a regular old razor. I was dying laughing when it arrived and I saw what I had actually ordered. I needed a razor and just grabbed one that was going to arrive at my door. LOL. I will laugh again when I use it.
Wait, what's different about it?
I guess is that she just like wanted a razor for her legs.
But
I'm
what
assuming?
Does it look like? She's like, I thought when
it's
I and
just
then
just a razor. It's just the packaging is probably like for men's pubic mound or something. I just love that it's like it killed her laughing, but like, oh, it's crazy. But then to be like, I'm gonna laugh again every single time I use it. It is the funniest shit I've ever seen. It will never get old. That I'm, and it's just a razor. Jessica, mom said that you have to get out of the shower. I have been waiting for 20 minutes.
Steph, sob. I'm busy.
What are you doing in there? Are you being gross?
What? No, I'm literally just like showering.
Okay, well, you've been showering for 20 minutes. Get out. What is so funny? What is wrong with you?
Oh, Steph, you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it. You're not old enough.
We're the same. Okay, what? We're 10 months apart? Shut up. I'm coming in there. I swear to God.
Stop. No, don't come in. Don't come
in.
I'm
going to be late for school. Barges in. What is so funny?
Fine. Just like read that package. Read that package.
Okay. Stop. Stop it. No. This is Gillette Intimate for Men.
It says for pubic mound.
That's crazy.
So
it's crazy. All hey, right, girls.
Hey. Oh.
Whoa.
Sorry, you take this one, chair.
No, sorry, man. I know, you know, it's weird having a stepdad in the house, and you know, you're the oldest son, and I, you know, it's like I'm the new man in your mom's life. I know things can get a little weird.
No, Jerry, no. Obviously our relationship, you know, you're not like a father to me, but I see you as almost an older brother. So you go ahead, whatever you were gonna say, you take it away, my friend.
And you know what? I'm so glad, you know, if anything, I'd want to be a friend to you. Maybe not an older brother, because that kind of loses a certain respect I could have as a father figure. I hope in
time. Oh, I don't see it like that.
You could come to see me. You could come to see me as if not a dad, then maybe like, you know, a friend.
Funny you say that. I think a lot of people would rather that I said brother than friend. But if that's what you want, I can strive for that, Jerry.
Well, why would people say that, Tim?
I think you're closer to your brother than you are to just a friend, probably.
But you don't, if I may, you don't necessarily respect the orders of a brother than you would a friend.
No, you're right. Wait, no, you're wrong. I'm definitely more likely to, what was that? Respect the orders of an older brother than a friend.
That came out, I'll admit it, that came out a little bit wrong. I'm not saying that I'm going to order you around or that your brother would be ordering your friend even. I just meant like, you know, if ever, God forbid, your mom were to pass and you end up in my legal guardianship, that if I were to say what's what, then you're going to go along with that. And trust
well,
me,
let's be clear about something here. I'm 17. If my mom were to untimely pass now, I would just be, I wouldn't have a guard, I'd be done. Like, you wouldn't.
What? Don't you have to be 18?
Right, I'm turning 18 in 6 months. Sure, if mom died in the next 6 months.
Which, God forbid, I mean, I hope that doesn't happen, knock on wood, knock
Jerry,
on wood.
Jerry. I don't know how we got here, man. I gotta get the girls to school, and I gotta get to school myself.
You gotta get the girls. Well, I can drive the girls.
Well, I go to the same school.
I could drive all you guys. You never let me drive. You're always like, oh, I wanna drive.
And well, it doesn't make sense. I have to go there anyway, and
I'm sorry. I just wanted to bond a little bit more with you is all.
You can drive us. You can drive us, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be an asshole.
No, but I don't want to do it if you're going to resent me.
I'm not going to resent you for taking me to school. I just feel bad because I don't feel like it's necessary because I have to drive. I have to go there anyway.
The girls are still laughing in there. To be in the mind of a teenage girl, you know? What a crazy place. What do you think they're laughing about in there?
Jerry, I haven't the faintest.
I truly
haven't the faintest
idea. You are the
idea.
Most mature voice and kind of everything about you, 17-year-old I've ever met.
Well, you know, I don't think I love my stepfather saying everything about me is mature, but
I didn't mean it like that, man.
Both vocally and everything about me, but
you know,
you've never gotten the vibe that from anyone that no one's ever thought of you as like a 40 something.
Not 40, no. Definitely late 20s before. No, I think, you know, after Dad left, I had to step up, be the man of the house for Steph.
Of course.
And Jesse. And I think here we are, you know?
It's great to hear that kind of laughter in the morning.
You know, I'll be honest, Jerry. There were quite a few years this house didn't have much laughter at all.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
And I appreciate you.
So you think that I'm the one who brought the laughs, right?
I did not say that.
Oh, I
did not say it either. Sorry. No, I just mean there were a lot of factors.
Well, I hope I can take everyone's funny bone.
Again.
I didn't mean it like that.
Sure. I think you do just fine, Jerry. You're a funny
guy. Girls, it's time for school.
Steph, Jesse, we gotta go.
We're coming.
Stop, you guys. God, stop. I have to stop.
Finally comes out. Oh my god, I'm crying. Oh my god, that was crazy. Yeah, we're ready to go. What was so funny in there, ladies?
Oh, nothing. You guys would not get it, seriously.
Oh, come on.
You wouldn't
tell
get
me.
It. No, Jerry, seriously, dude, like, chill out. Let's go to
Jerry,
school.
Jerry, you wouldn't get it.
Come on, Tim. Come on, Tim, let's get in the car. Let's go to school.
Well, I'm gonna drive you guys.
Actually, Jerry's gonna drive us today. Oh. Okay. Whatever.
That's fine. Oh, come on. Don't everyone get too excited.
No, it's for sure. Hey, Jesse.
Yeah.
Remember the packaging?
What packaging? What are you guys talking about?
No, don't worry. Don't worry, Jerry. You wouldn't get it. It's not like a joke for you.
Cut to dinner that night. Honey, did you have a good day at work?
You know, it was quite busy and, everybody was being quite competitive. The company hasn't met the sales goal for the month and so
that's
things...
so great. Hey, if I could just bring something up real quick.
Sorry? Oh, yes.
I feel like secret secrets are no fun. Secret secrets hurt someone in this house. Can we all agree on that? Yeah.
Sure, I guess.
Well, there was a secret that kind of hurt points to me. This one, this morning. It's not nice to feel excluded. It's not nice to feel, like, out of the joke.
Jerry, I already apologized for the brother-friend thing. I
no,
don't
it's
think
not
you
about
need
that.
To bring this
no,
up
no,
again.
No. It's not about that.
Oh.
The girls were having a good chuckle. And listen, I'm all for laughs in this house. I love a laugh. Ow. But.
Jerry, oh my god. You were holding your wine glass so tight that it shattered in your hand. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
You're bleeding.
I'm fine.
Steffi, get a towel.
No, everyone, no one's leaving this table until the girls tell me what they were laughing at this morning.
Jerry, it's like.
Jerry, it's literally not a big deal.
It's like
Jerry,
literally
please,
not even a big,
not
deal.
A big deal. No one leaves the table until I know what was funny. Because I like to laugh.
No, we know.
I want us all to be in on the joke.
No, we know you like
I
to laugh.
I know your mother wants to laugh as well. Your mother's had a hard day at work. She would you love a laugh.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here. Things have gotten a little chaotic. Girls, why won't you just tell your stepfather what was going on?
Okay, whatever. Like,
okay,
it's like not even a big deal. Like,
well,
Steffi.
Well, you called me Jesse earlier.
Sorry, I'm Steph. I'm Steffi. Sorry, speaking in the third person.
She was laughing. I came in the bathroom. She was laughing first, so you should tell him.
No, like, yeah, but it wasn't really like I was like. Wasn't busting up until Sissy came in, and then I was like laughing my freaking ass off.
I hate when you do that.
No, but it's cute. It's like a little, my little sissy. Okay, fine. I was like shaving my legs, if you must know.
Okay.
Frickin'.
And that's your right, and that's your right.
Herb.
I didn't ask.
You did. You literally made me tell you what I was doing.
I asked what was funny while you were laughing.
Okay, so I was shaving my legs, and I... Sorry, and I had bought these razors.
Oh my God.
Jesse, stop. Jesse, stop. I'm sorry. I'm trying to tell them the story. And I have bought these razors on Amazon, and I bought them and I like didn't even think about it. Like, I just used mom's credit card and I just like bought them or whatever.
The point, get to it.
Sure, give her. Jerry, give them a sec to explain. They're answering your question. Yeah, sorry, Jerry, honey. Come on. Let's let the girls tell their
story. I'm sorry. I'm impatient.
So yeah, like I used mom's credit card or whatever, and I like ordered these razors, and then they came. And like I thought I just ordered like normal like girl razors, but I didn't. I had actually ordered. I ordered these razors that said they were.
Oh my God!
They said they were for male pubic mounds. Pubic mound. Stop.
And that's what you were having a good old chortle about earlier.
Yeah.
I could get into that.
Sorry, what was that, Jerry?
I could get into that kind of stuff.
Mean? What do you mean you could get into that? I don't like that. I don't like that.
That kind of comedy. I think that's funny.
Do you?
Yeah.
You paused for a long time after they said it, and you didn't say anything.
Well, I had to think about why it was funny, and now I get it.
Okay, explain it. Why is it funny?
It's funny because she's a girl, and they're razors for male pubes.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty funny.
Honey, do you think it's funny?
Sorry, what? I was looking at my email. Busy day.
You're
at
always
work again.
On your phone.
Yeah.
Honey,
what?
A girl using guy pube razor. Funny, no?
Jeremy, why would you say that at the family dinner table? Guy pube razors.
Yeah, Jerry, that's
only
like
funny.
Really gross.
That's really gross. So
Jerry,
it's only funny
ew.
When the girls say it.
Can you guys, just for once, can we have a family dinner that doesn't descend into this name-calling pubic jokery? Right, Mother. We can do that for you. Absolutely.
For you, honey. Anything. And also for me. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
for Mom.
Whatever you say. For Mom.
We can do it for Mom.
For Mom.
I feel like no one wants me part of this family anymore.
Jerry, you seem to be forgetting this morning when I said you were like a brother to me. And if I'm being honest, you're kind of fumbling the bag.
You said he was like our brother?
No, I said he was like my brother, Steffi. It's different. I don't know what he is to you. He
He's
could be
our
nothing.
Stepdad. I mean... Whatever, he's fine. He's.
Oh, why are we having this conversation in front of me? Let's adhere to your mother's wishes because she's the one who's giving orders around here, not me. Although.
Wait, no, I'm sorry, Jerry. You're obsessed with talking about giving orders. It's like all you ever think a parent is supposed to do is like give orders. And it's not even, it's weird because you don't even like try and give us orders.
Can
but
I be
you're
honest?
Always like hoping you could one day.
Oh,
it's
can
like
I be
giving,
honest?
It's giving weirdo.
I've
it's
never
giving
had
weirdo.
It. It's giving weirdo, Jerry. I've never had any biological kids of my own.
Right. So I feel like we would know if you had.
There's part of me that thinks you can only give orders if they're your own flesh and blood. And so I haven't wanted to step over the line with you kids, but if you're giving me the opening and the door, I'll walk on through it. So eat your dinner. Go upstairs, brush your teeth, tuck yourselves into bed. Now.
Jerry, what? You are funny as hell. Where has this Jerry been? I'm laughing.
Jerry, this
oh my
Jerry
God!
Is
wait,
fucking
this,
weirdo.
Okay,
I love it.
Wait, this Jerry
this
is like
funny. I'm giving orders to you.
Wait, no, I want to bring this, Jerry. Like, wait. Pulls out her phone. Wait, Jerry, no, say that again. I'm going to film it for TikTok.
No, it's not. I'm saying, eat your dinner, your chicken, your peas, your potatoes. Go upstairs, brush your teeth, tuck yourselves into bed, and go to sleep.
Oh, my God. Jerry,
guys, are you serious?
Did
you guys hear what our stepdad just said? That's so freaking funny. Jeremy's stepdad did the thing. Am I right?
Honey, I feel like I don't know what's going on. I'm giving them orders and they're not doing it.
Jer, I gotta be honest with ya. You're being a real spoil sport these days.
I'm just trying to be a good daddy.
Oh, Jeremy, don't say that.
I don't know my role in this family. Am I a brother? Am I a friend? Oh, am I a court jester?
Jeremy,
or my papa.
If I may, you're something different to each of us. And I think that's the beauty.
Like that.
No, that's the beauty of being a stepfather. Now look, I don't know all about this stuff. I'm only 17, but the ways
you know
I see it.
A lot more than you think you do, sport.
Well. Don't love sport. We'll come back to that. The ways I sees it. To me, you're a brother. To mom,
I don't like that either.
You're a husband. To Steffi, you're a jester. And to Jesse, the youngest, you know, one day you might just be a dad.
I'm 15. I'm only 2
Jesse,
years younger
I'm just
than
trying
you.
To belabor the point. Like, I'm just trying to give the guy a hope.
Jesse, you really think that one day I could be daddy?
Ugh.
I never said that.
Jerry.
Tim's the one who said that, and it's literally not true. You're saying I could be Papa.
No,
Papa
I take it
Bear.
Back. No, you're not
Daddy
Papa.
Long Legs.
Daddy
Long Daycare.
Jerry.
What?
I think it'd be better if you, slept in the spare room tonight.
I agree. I know. I'm out. I'm going.
You're acting a little freaky.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Before I go, if I could say one more thing.
Sure, whatever. Like,
just to end on a laugh. End the night on a high note.
Sure, whatever.
How funny is it that these two girls used guy pube razor? I'll go to the spare room.
It's like it wasn't funny anymore when he said it. Like, it was funny, like, literally right up until the moment he said that, and then it was like, suddenly it was the least funny thing in the world.
Let's take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like
yes.
Your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you. Right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm going to take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh,
I loved that family. I really came to love that family.
I really came to love that family. We're back, by the way.
The dynamic between Steffi and Jesse and Tim.
I think what was cool is that neither of us knew ever who was Jesse and who was Steffi, and it kind of was pretty fluid throughout.
And I think also what I liked is that the mom of the family sort of veered wildly between Frances McDormand from Fargo
and Kermit
the Frog. And I think that's beautiful.
Alf, do you want to hit us with another review?
I guess I can hit us with another review. This one is from Nene, no last name.
Nene Steel.
What happened to you? This is from Nene Steel.
What kind of
This is for the Gillette Fusion 5 men's razor blade refills, 12 count, Lubristrip. For a more comfortable shave.
How many stars?
One. From Nene Steel? Oh, no, five.
Okay.
5 stars.
Nene Steel.
Nene Steel, 5 stars. Hold on, need to stop the order. I have enough now. Hold on, I need to stop the order. I have enough now. 5 stars. It's like, I appreciate that they did the 5 stars.
Kneeling at my window, looking up. Okay. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, I wish with all my might. I wish, God, I wish I could bear a child. All I want is to be able to have a kid. Please, if there's a fairy or god or some kind of genie, hear me. Please. That's all I want. Nothing. Again. Guess I'll try tomorrow night.
She wakes up the next morning.
Whose is this? Let me see. Well, there's no tag.
good.
I guess a lot of babies come with, I wouldn't know. This is my first baby. Oh, I guess you must... Oh, no, there is something, a note. It says, a little bundle of joy for you, Joy. Oh, my God. The gods or fairies or genie, whoever answered my prayers. Hello, little one. I'm going to name you Paul.
Paul.
He's already speaking.
Mama.
Cut to 5 years later. Paul's already walking around. Okay, good night, sweetie. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night.
Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight, etc. You know the drill. Paul is amazing. I love him more than life itself, but I wish he had a sibling, someone to run and play with and joke all day with. Nothing. I guess I'll have to try again tomorrow.
Catch you the next morning.
It happened! It happened again! That was incredible! Two kids, the perfect amount. Paul, come meet your sister, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Next morning, wakes up. Oh my god! Wow! No, I'm good. It's okay. A third baby. This is amazing. Okay, I guess three kids won't be so bad.
Mommy, who's this?
This is your new sibling, Olive.
Olive.
Oh my god,
Mama. Olive.
Oh, amazing.
She goes to bed. You'll never guess what happens the next morning.
Cut to 10 years later. There's like 87 kids running around. Starlight, Starbright, for starting to see tonight. I wish I were much, but I'm cutting to the chase. Please stop it. Stop it. I can't deal with this anymore. This is too many kids for what? I'm stopping the order. Stop the order. I'm done. I'm satisfied. I am financially, emotionally, physically drained. I am done. Genie, whoever's up there, please stop it. Please stop it.
There's a knock on the door.
What? What? Yes.
Hey there, I'm the genie. Hope you don't mind. I got into your house.
Wait, before you come in, how do I know you're not some freak from out on this, out roaming the streets? What do you mean that you're the genie?
I'm big, I'm blue, it's up to you. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my god, you're the genie from Aladdin.
Well, you know.
I didn't know that that's what you actually looked like.
Let's get one thing straight. The genie from Aladdin is based on me. Obviously, I'm 3,000 years old.
Okay, well, since you're here, what the fuck? Sorry.
I feel a little guilty, I'll be honest.
What happened? I asked for one kid, two max.
No, so let's get one thing. I have an elaborate form that actually tells me what happened. The first thing that happened was you said Starlight, Starbright, etc. Can I get a baby? And I brought you Paul, right?
You did, and Paul is the light of my life. And I don't like to pick favorites, but he is my favorite.
I got that wish. I wrote it down like we do. I brought it back to headquarters, you know, and I filled out a form, and then... Baby. 5 years later, you do another one. You say Starlight, Starbright, and I have Victoria.
And Victoria, who is just the perfect little angel.
And this is where I start to feel a little bit guilty. I made a little bit of a mess up. I ticked the box on the form that says every day. And then I handed it in. And bada bing, bada boom, here we are. I've been giving you a new baby every day.
I didn't realize that there was a form that was attached to this.
No, well, and it's weird, too, because, you know, you only get three wishes. And in a way...
Well, that's what I think. And so then when you sent me Olive, I thought, well, surely... That must be
right,
my
right. No, but in a weird way, the second wish, you know, it only counts. All the babies are under one wish, I guess, is what I'm saying.
So I get a third wish, is what you're saying?
Unfortunately, not.
But you just said I get three wishes, and then the second one counted all of the other babies.
I know, but
that
before I knocked on the door to come in here, you made a third wish.
I didn't. Did I?
You did. You said Starlight, Starbright, maybe. Remember what I wish I didn't have all these kids.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't mean all of them. I mean, I love all of them, but no, you're not going to take all of them away.
Unfortunately, it's kind of my job is to be a little bit of a dick.
Please, what else can I do? What else can I do?
I could do a genie community service, but I don't think you'd like that.
What does that entail? I mean, listen, can I strike a bargain? Like I said before, I don't like to pick favorites, but I mean, they're all asleep. I do have favorites.
You have favorites?
And it's Paul, Victoria, and Olive.
It's the first three. I mean, that's handy. Let me see.
So can we just do a kind of deal where it's like you take the rest of them?
Let me see. Let me see.
Those three?
Flipping through his forms.
One of the kids crawling out of bed. Mommy. Neither of the first three. Mommy, what's going on?
Well, this is going to be awkward.
Chrysanthemum, go back to bed, honey. Go back to bed.
Who's this guy?
I'll take care of this. Snaps his finger. She dies. There you go. She's taking care. What?
What are you doing? No, I just thought you meant like you take care of it. Like poof, they'd be gone. That I don't want all my kids to be dead in the house.
I mean,
what is
look,
wrong with you?
Joy, I don't want to quibble here, but it's the same difference.
It's not the same difference. I thought they'd go back, like their souls would go up to the stars or something like that with you.
The souls would go. I mean, God, that wouldn't that be nice? But no, you're wishing your children into non-existence. It's essentially
kids.
I'm killing your family. I mean, look, I can.
Kids come out. Mom, who is that? No, go back to bed. Go back to bed. Go back to
Joy,
bed.
Joy, I'm getting mixed signals here. I don't know what you were expecting me to do.
Well, now that I know you're going to be killing. What? Who's killing what? Go back to bed. Now that I know that that's what's happening.
No, I got it. I'll do this one. This one I'll make you more comfortable. Snap his fingers. They just disappear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a little better.
No, it's not. You see how they're functionally the same? You see how really, like, it's more pleasant for you because the body's not here, but functionally, they're still dead. They've ceased to exist. They're dead.
Jeannie, do you think I'm bad?
Yes.
Why?
Because you could have wished, you could have been more specific. You could have said, I wish these children were in other loving, happy homes.
Oh, then let's do that. Let's do that
no,
one. Can
too
we
late.
Change it?
Too late.
No, that... I wish, I, how about what if one of my kids wishes? Then would that count as theirs?
Yeah, I could do that.
Paul, honey, come here.
Yeah, I'm like
Paul?
15.
I know, Paul, I need you
I
to
just
make
want to make sure everyone knows. It's been 10 years, I'm like 15 now.
A very special wish for your mom right now.
Okay, I wish I had $1 million.
No, Paul, goddamn
it. Can do, buddy.
No, Paul, I need to grab
anything
you.
Else?
I need to, no, Paul.
Yeah,
listen to
I guess
me right
I
now.
Wish
Paul,
I was the coolest kid in school.
Me. No, Paul.
Can do, fucking, damn. You look as fly as hell in your new baseball cap.
Paul.
Anything
Paul,
else?
Paul, stop
yeah,
it.
I got
Paul,
one more.
What covers your mouth, Paul? I need you to listen to me very carefully. You know how you have 287 siblings?
Nods.
Mm-hmm.
We can make that not be the case anymore. We can send them to loving, wonderful homes with people who really would treat them so well. All you need to do, not that I haven't been treating them well. I've been doing great. It's just a lot of work for just me.
I don't know,
all
Joy. That was
do,
suspect. That was very,
I just meant
very
it's
revealing.
It's too many for me. All that you of need course. To do is to have your final wish be that all of your siblings, except for you, Victoria and Olive, go to loving, wonderful homes. Can you do that for me?
Uh-huh. Sorry, I forgot I'm 15.
Okay.
My voice is still breaking.
All right. I trust you. I take my hand away.
I wish me and all my siblings
no,
were
no,
in loving
Paul,
homes,
no.
not
Paul.
Here.
Can do, King. Bada boom, bada bing, bada ba, bada 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 bada. There we go. They're all. Shame that those two had to die, though, huh? Well, how you feeling, Joy? You all right? You
no,
look a little.
I'm not.
You look a little green.
I'm not all right. You just took my entire family away from me.
And I should know. I'm blue. Sorry. Yeah, I did do that.
So I guess I don't get any wishes now for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a three and done. Kind
okay,
of.
Sorry. I thought you were going to be like, oh, well, there is a loophole.
Well, there is a loophole. You
well,
didn't
what
ask
is
if
it
was
then?
A loophole.
God damn it. What is it?
Let me see. Flipping through his forms. No, sorry. The loophole doesn't work for you.
Well, what is it? Maybe I can try.
No, the loophole is you give me your soul, I give you another three.
Are you the devil?
Sorry?
Are you the devil?
I mean, I go by a lot of names.
Okay. I didn't know the devil does wishes, the first one pro bono.
Yeah.
Or sorry, the first three.
First one's free. First three are free. Come on, it's kind of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, take my soul, I guess.
No, it does, I said it doesn't. Loophole doesn't work for you.
Why doesn't it work for me?
You don't have a soul.
Got it. But
thank you, thank you. I will be here all night, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. I don't get no respect.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, mama. Slay.
Oh, my God. So stupid. How about you read one?
Sure. This one. So this comes from the question and answer section of Amazon. So it's not per se a review, but it counts. I'm going to count it.
Wait. Is it what is it for?
This is for those same razors.
Okay.
I want to surprise my man by shaving his balls for him. Should I go disposable so he doesn't use the same razor on his face that I use on his balls? And then community member Kevin responds, of course you should. Basic hygiene. And I'm just terrified by the premise of the fact that she's going to shave his balls while he's asleep.
Right. Sorry. Yeah.
Because way to surprise somebody by shaving their ball.
But you don't think that the surprise is like, oh, I'm getting this razor to tell him to be like, hey, if you want, like a cool, fun thing we could do is I could shave your balls. You think so that wasn't where your mind went. You thought, I'm going to surprise him by he wakes up, his balls are shaved.
Let's go back to the text. I want to surprise by my man by shaving his balls for him. Like, that's like, I'm going to surprise my man by washing his car for him. And then you, oh, wow, babe, you washed my car. Oh, what? You shaved my balls. When did this happen?
Wakes up. That's exactly what he says. What? Honey, what time is it?
Somebody shaved my balls.
What? Richard, what? That cheeky smile. That's crazy. What?
Lauren, do you think I'm like sick? My hair?
No,
there's
no.
Hair
Richard,
all
Richard,
over
no.
The bed.
Richard, you're not.
My like ball
Richard,
hair.
No,
like all of my
no,
ball hair
like,
came
well,
out.
I wonder if that was a sneaky little elf might have shaved your balls in
a
the night.
Sneaky, Lauren, what are you talking? I'm gonna call Dr. Harpo.
No,
I'm
no,
nervous.
No.
I think
I'm
serious.
No. Don't.
This
don't
could
do
be
that.
Related to some
fine.
Of the like hormonal stuff that
no,
I've been
I
having.
Promise
I'm gonna
you're
call
fine,
him.
I promise you're fine.
I'm gonna
no,
call
my
him.
God. No, please don't.
Hey, Dr. Harpo.
Hello. How are you doing, man? What can I do? I mean, God, it's early.
I know. I'm sorry. Awake. I'm sorry to call you. I'm sorry to call you this early, but I'm just kind of freaked out right now. I'm here with Lauren. I just woke up, and I guess overnight all my ball hair fell out.
Oh
just
my
ball
no,
hair. Just my ball
was,
hair.
No. Oh
Lauren,
my God, that is,
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone.
That's a really, you know what, not going to lie, with your medical history and
right.
The hormones that you've been dealing with, I think you should come into the office right
that's
now.
That's what I was worried about. That's
no,
what I was worried about.
I think
about.
He's fine, doctor. I think he's fine. I think he's fine. Lauren, no offense, but you're not a doctor, and I know that's with all of your ball hair falling out overnight, that is a very serious
it
medical
can't
issue.
Be right, right? Okay, I'm going to come
it
in. I'm going to come
right.
In.
No, oh my God. Can I come too for support?
Please. Please. Of course, babe.
In the room waiting for the doctor to come in.
Hang on. Sorry. I just need to call. I need to call work. I need to tell him I can't come in today.
No, honey, please. No, this is not a big deal.
No, babe, I need to call. The doctor's going to come in any minute. I don't know how long we're going to be here. I'm just going to call and tell him I can't come in. And that way, if it's no big deal, I get a free day off. Like, I'm going to tell him I can't come in.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Michael.
Steve, how the hell are you?
Oh, I've been better, man.
Oh,
I've been
I'm sorry
better.
To hear that.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of a health scare, so I'm at the hospital. So
That sucks, man. Take all the time you need.
I know. Well, and you know some of the stuff. I've been having these issues, and so
we
figure better to get Lauren's here with me. We're just figuring better to get it checked out than to let it.
Oh, of course.
Sit.
Well, Lauren's a great, great partner. You know, you're really lucky to have
she
her.
Is.
My
hey.
God, I wish my Susie was like Lauren. I'll tell you what.
All right, man. I think your wife's great, but I'm gonna go. I think the doctor's coming in.
Wait, before he comes in, honey.
That was weird, right? The way he just like
really
talked
weird.
About his
no,
wife.
That was very strange. Honey, what if, are we sure that this was something actually wrong and not a bunch of, it's cute. What if it was something really cute that happened, like a fun surprise by a cheeky little elf?
What are you talking about?
Doctor comes in. All right, well, thank God you're in here. Oh, hi, Lauren.
Hey, Doc.
I really think that this is not necessary. If I could just voice my, Lauren. Honey, don't call me honey. That's really demeaning. I understand where you're coming from, but this is very, very serious stuff we've got going on here.
Lauren, sweetie, just let's. I know you're scared. I'm scared too. We're just gonna do a couple tests and we're gonna figure it out, right, Doc?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, can I see the, you know,
see the boys? Yep.
See the boys?
Yep. Sorry, Lauren, that you have to be here for this.
Huh.
Pretty much as described, no?
Pretty much. Almost everything is off, except there seems to be a hidden message written at the base. I guess you might not have been able to see
it. At the base?
At the base, yeah.
Like the base of my balls? Like round by my ass? Or the base of my cock? No. Because I think
ass.
I would see it if...
Lauren, how would you know? It's. I could imagine it's by the ass.
Because I could see it if it was by my cock, so it must
it
be by
ass.
My ass.
Stop calling. You could just say penis.
Sorry. I know. It just sounds so clinical.
Well, that's... We're in a clinic.
Right. My
let
penis.
Me just check. It says... Wow, my God. This is tiny writing. This is incredible. He.
Not that tiny.
No, I meant the writing.
Oh,
sorry. This is weird.
I'm insecure.
He. I've come for me lucky charms. If you don't hand them over, something else will be harmed. What the fuck? That's so crazy. Jesus Christ. I don't think this is a medical emergency. I think you should call the police.
Right. That's... Wow, I'm really scared right now, dog.
Is this something that you did as a prank? This is a weird prank to pull over on me.
No, doc, seriously, I would, you know, I take my health seriously. I take what you do seriously. Whoever did this, whatever freak pervert broke into our house and did this if I can get the death penalty, I would. Like, seriously, this is fucking
God.
Weird.
No, what if it was a cheeky little leprechaun? What if for St. Patty's Day it was like a it was?
I'm sorry
cheeky.
We wasted your time, Doc. Lauren, let's go.
In the car.
Lauren.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you something.
Okay.
And I won't be mad, but I need to ask.
Okay.
Do you know who shaved my balls?
I have an idea of. What might have shaved your balls? Maybe a little leprechaun man came in the night on St. Paddy's Eve and left a little message for you. You know, it's just like how, our coffee was green this morning and the water in the toilet was green and there was all little pranks.
That
around.
Was you? I thought I was pissing green, Lauren. You scared the shit out of me.
I never said it was me. I said it was a leprechaun.
Lauren! Ooh, Lauren! What the fuck?
Are you
How
mad?
Would I have known it was a special message? You did it, like, down by my asshole. I couldn't see that even if I tried. How was I ever supposed to read that?
But aren't you impressed that the leprechaun, definitely not me, that the leprechaun managed to get that much writing
no.
done?
No. I'm worried that I slept through that. I'm really worried that I slept through that. That is not okay. That's not normal. I shouldn't be able to sleep through someone shaving a message into my taint.
Maybe it was just the luck of the Irish. I know on your grandma's side, you have like a couple of percent of them from Cork or something, right?
Yeah, I think so. She did 23andMe. I don't know if that's accurate. Lauren... I don't know what we're gonna do.
About the leprechaun? I guess we better find it!
What did you think was gonna happen?
Can I be honest about something?
Please.
I'd love to know what you were thinking.
I shaved the message into your taint.
I know.
How could you have known?
But
you
why?
It was a leprechaun.
But why? I didn't ever think that. Not for a second.
Because you've been having such a hard time at work lately, and your boss is always hitting on me, and I thought, what if I gave him a surprise for St. Paddy's Day?
My boss is always hitting...
You know, like on the phone, he was like, oh, I wish my wife was like Lauren.
I think that's more about how much he hates his wife. I really don't think that was about you.
So you've been having a fine time at work?
I mean, frankly, my health stuff is what's probably the most concerning thing in my life.
Well, then I thought you could get a laugh. I thought you'd be like, oh, Lauren, this is so thoughtful.
Why didn't you say anything?
Your penmanship skills with a razor on my ass are
impeccable. Let me go
to
the fucking doctor and make a fool of myself.
I tried, and you wouldn't let me.
No, I wouldn't. No, don't act like you couldn't have said it. Sure, I was in a panic. I was in a rush. But if you'd really wanted to, you could have said it any time. Stop, stop, stop. I did it.
I wanted to keep the magic alive. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Sorry for wanting to keep a little bit of magic alive in this relationship.
I'm sorry. You're right. I've been slacking. I have been busy at work, and I've been busy with my health stuff, and I haven't making time for you like I should. And I'm sorry.
And you know what? Your thyroid issues are really getting in the way of our relationship.
You're right.
I'm glad you're apologizing and taking accountability for that.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Cut to the next morning. She wakes up.
No way.
What? Oh, whoa, babe. What's
no
wrong?
No way. My pubes are gone.
What?
My pubes are gone. And I think there's a tiny message.
Looks like there's a tiny message on your pubic mound.
What does it say? I can't fully read it. It's upside down.
Let me get a mirror. Hang on.
Read it to me.
Tee hee hee. Looks like ye were me next victim. Hopefully, you two can find the pot of gold.
There's not that much real estate down there.
The pot of gold I hid for you somewhere on her body.
What the?
Babe, I didn't write that.
You didn't?
No, what?
You sure?
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you. Of course I wrote that.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you. Should we get to our, should we do our next segment?
Our next segment? How about we do our last segment?
This
should be all week long. Go, go, go.
What's been shaking your ass?
I don't know, man. I got nothing. I went through my list. I got it. What's been shaking me this week is my car leaks when it rains, and I'm pissed about it.
We've been over this one.
Did I already talk about this?
Yeah.
You sure I didn't just tell you on the phone one time? What episode? Say the episode.
I don't remember the app, but I know that we've talked about it.
Okay, leave a comment down below, and don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit that, smash that subscribe button if I've already talked about this.
Comment down below.
I was channeling sort of YouTube creator circa.
No, I got it.
Oh, didn't seem like you did because you didn't. You didn't bust up laughing. Your sides didn't split open, spew your guts everywhere. You know what shook me? I'm going to get DoorDash tonight. That's the saddest fucking thing. It's so fucking grim. I'm going to order dinner. That's what shook me is I'm going to order dinner.
The craziest thing that's happened to me all week is I'm going to order in.
Crazy. I'm probably going to get a little bit of a Patsy U from a local Thai spot. I'm so crazy.
I can think of a better one. I can think of a better
one. I have one.
Okay, you go and I'll think of a better
one. What's shaking me is by the time we've recorded this, I will have seen the film Rocket Man 4 times in the better part of a month. Because I watched it like a couple weeks ago. At the time of recording, I watched it a couple weeks ago. I haven't seen it in years. I'm like, oh, it's so good. I love it. And I know that I've probably had a watch with me about it. Then I watched it. I showed it to a friend because she's like, oh, I haven't. We were talking about it. She's like, I haven't seen it. And I'm like, do you want to watch it? And she's like, yes, we watched it then. That was a week apart, maybe even a couple days apart from when I saw it.
Okay.
And then a couple, Elizabeth Valenti, Irene Walton, and then our friend Annie have all said, oh, well, we haven't seen it. We'd love to see it. And so I'm like, oh, great. Let's do, like, we can do like a movie night and that can be the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I offered Friday and Saturday. This weekend at the time of recording. And Elizabeth can only do Friday. And Irene and Annie can only do Saturday. And I'm going to be away for a little bit for work. And so this is the only weekend I can do. So ultimately now I will be watching Rocket Man.
No.
Not even 24 hours apart from each other.
That's too many
times. I'll be seeing Rocket Man twice in less than 24 hours. So I guess it's just what's been shaking me is the 2019 vehicle Rocket Man with Taron Egerton. And
that's
how
wild.
Often I've seen that movie now.
I've never seen it. I've still never seen it. And I'm a big Elton head.
You should watch it.
Only if you're going to rewatch
it. I'll watch
it with
you.
Yeah, I was just like, what's one more? Yeah, I mean, I couldn't think of anything, man. I really
so
was...
it's just you're gonna order DoorDash.
I'm gonna order. I watched The Mask. Have I talked about this? I rewatched The Mask.
Maybe
the 1994.
Maybe
Jim Carrey
right.
vehicle, The Mask. I fucking loved that movie when I was a kid. I was obsessed.
Me
with
too.
The Mask. When he comes in and he hits him with that, somebody stop me. Smoking. We all know these lines.
Can I share a really embarrassing story before we sign out?
I only would ever want you to do that.
I went to, because I too was obsessed with The Mask when I was a kid. I feel like you have to be a certain type of person to be obsessed with the film The Mask as
yeah,
a child.
Yeah, and the answer is fucking dork. Weird yeah. dork.
Yes. So I was obsessed with The Mask and I went to a friend's birthday party. And there was someone, there was like, we had face painting there.
Stop.
And so everyone was getting certain phrases or like butterflies or,
I'm a tiger.
Know, like, tiger. Yeah. And I said, can you do phrases? And I must have been like, I've never told this story anywhere ever. I must have been like 9. And I was like, can you do letters? And she's like, sure. And so I said,
Stop. I'm going to pee myself.
On the side of my...
on the side of your mouth? Like the Joker scars?
Cheek, on my cheek. I got smoking. And I asked if she could make the letters smoke. And like it was like speeding down my face. So everyone else had like cute little designs. And I had smoking. Of course, no one else got the reference.
I know. I don't think I would have got the reference as a child that was obsessed with. I would have been like, oh, you like cigarettes? Like, is that what that is? Oh, you're so a big. I thought you were going to say that you were going to ask for just like green, like thick.
No, because that would have been too normal. That would have been
smoking.
What you think what I would do. But I got smoking.
You wanted
with like multiple S's. Smoking.
Why so smoking? That's so fucked. Is there a picture? Please tell me there's a picture somewhere.
No, there isn't.
Fuck! I'm pissed.
You can find Alfred on Instagram at AlfredInnet. You can find the show on Instagram at ReviewReview, Reddit r/ReviewReview, and the ReviewReview Discord.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, the web browser only. If you try and look at it on your phone, it'll just show you pictures of The Mask at Riley Anspaw. And you can find her on Twitter.com for as long as it lasts. And let's be honest, by the time this comes out in June, that's probably going to be 48 hours at Riley Coyote. And as we say, every single week
every
on the show.
Every single time.
Smoking.
Bye. Show a little more, show a little less. I've answered Alfred's plea.
for a song about his ex. I don't know much about it, but I can tell you this. He was born with just one cheek. He was cleaved apart by an ex. Oh, no one knows what you're hiding underneath your capri pants. So if you want us to respect you, you better post it on Twitter like a man. Come on, everybody, let's really make him feel harassed. Each send in 20 themes, songs of badass.
That doesn't hit the